It's time for Wisconsin Life. For more than a decade, thousands of people have swarmed to Milwaukee County parks to get their hop on at public beer gardens. WPR's Corrine Hess has more on what began as an experiment in 2012 and has turned into one of the biggest social draws of the summer.
On a recent Thursday, the long tables at the Estabrook Park Beer Garden started to fill up a little after noon. As people are lining up to get their mugs filled with ice-cold beer, others are playing cards and setting up picnics. Whether it be family reunions, after-work gatherings, or date nights, people can be found all summer in Milwaukee County's public beer gardens, enjoying each other's company, and of course, their beverage of choice.
And it's communal. They don't come and they don't talk about politics. They talk about the music that's playing or the what kind of beer do you have or what are your kids doing these days. It's just a feel-good environment. It's just nice.
That's John Hushick, a retired teacher who has worked at the Whitnall Park Beer Garden in Franklin for 5 years. Kim Grimes lives in Waukesha County and doesn't even like beer. But she loves being outside at the beer gardens, and Estabrook is one of her favorites.
I feel like this is kind of an iconic one, and I have brought many visitors.
She's not wrong. When Estabrook opened in 2012, it was the first public beer garden in the United States since Prohibition. Today, there are 5 permanent beer gardens and 2 traveling beer gardens operated by the county, and dozens more operated by local neighborhood groups and businesses. The county beer gardens now bring in about $3 million in revenue for Milwaukee County Parks each year. Joe Morzinski heads business development for the department. He says when the first beer garden opened, the goal was to get people into the parks to connect with their neighbors.
We have communal tables, we always say. So if you're at a table and you're sitting there with a friend, there's room for 4 more people. Usually somebody will sit next to you and you'll start a conversation, and that's how people connect. And that's what parks are about.
Local restaurant owner Hans Weisgerber took a trip to Germany in 2011 and learned about beer garden culture. When he returned, he approached Milwaukee County with the idea of creating one of his own. He says he thought it was a great way to take advantage of the county's great parks.
The term beer garden, yes, beer is in many ways the catalyst, but it goes way beyond just sitting at a table drinking beer.
All of the beer gardens have communal tables, but they each have their own flavor. While Estabrook is situated on a bluff overlooking the Milwaukee River, other beer gardens are along Lake Michigan. Some are hidden in urban neighborhoods. But all are great places for friends to catch up. Mick Day and Mark Schwartz meet up for a brew at Estabrook every week.
I'm drinking the original lager.
This is the Dunkel.
The summer beer, unfortunately, is off at the moment. The line is broken, so that's a bit of a disappointment, but hey, not complaining.
At a nearby table, 3 couples from Rockton, Illinois, who have been in a supper club for years together, are setting up an elaborate picnic. They're not here for beer, although about half of the group is indulging. Chris Griffith explains they've come to see Alex Mexner, an accordion player who's about to start performing.
Tonight we were supposed to be our supper club at Brad and Sue's, but I said, hey, Alex Mexner's playing at Estabrook. Let's bring a picnic and go see Alex Mexner.
The group drove almost an hour and a half from Rockton to get to Estabrook, says Griffith.
We don't have beer gardens in Illinois.
They say they'll continue visiting Milwaukee until the gardens close in October.
WPR's Corrine Hess brought us that story on Milwaukee's beer gardens. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.